This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So I've changed. I've got my mermaid socks as an honorary member of the Menopausal Mermaids. Of course, the wind has died down now, as you can hear. Loads of people out walking. There's people in surfboards, families, dogs. It's getting really busy. And it's actually a lovely day, 13 degrees.
Nice wee bit of kipper action there.
Some kippers. Kippers and spuds and
kippers,
chili
and, spuds.
And smoked
harissa,
butter.
And I've made my own harissa. Because you can buy it, but it's not the same.
So how do you make harissa?
Chilies, garlic, cumin, coriander, fennel seed, a bit of onion, a red pepper, oil, and blend it all up, but then cook it out.
Oh.
You'll take it and cook it up and
Blend it first and then cook.
We put the oil in it and then it's kind of... But it smells nice, doesn't
I'll
it?
I'll tell you what, it's probably a lot cheaper to make your own than it is to buy it, because it's very...
That's four chilies, you know.
Yeah.
I really love the setup.
It's good, isn't it?
What do you think?
Yeah. Right, imagine you come from BBC just to cook on this.
I know.
Unreal.
We cooked in some strange places. This is right up there now, I think.
This is right up there.
This definitely is. We've just been in the sea as well. We've just been in for a dip.
Uh-huh. Right.
You're knocking in.
I'm not even to look at it. I want to give an old man a heart attack. Between the eyes of love,
I call your name. Boys are washing their surfboards down here beside us.
I know, and I haven't had a kipper in years, and we've got this wee fish man that comes, you know, on a Thursday to... I'll be cooking dog in a minute if that sounds good.
Are those kippers, they're smoked kippers?
Aye, they are.
Because they're lovely brown colour.
We smoked herrings, aren't they lovely? So I've got a wee bit of oil in the pan there.
Skin side down.
Skin side
look,
down.
We're starting to curl.
Get them curled up.
I love that.
We're just going to layer this up because we've got some nice little spuds there. They're, I think that smells not too bad. It doesn't already, yeah. A wee bit of skin side down. They don't take much cooking, the kipper, and then we've got to layer this up. And they're nice.
So what are you calling this then?
Well, I've got some harissa there that I've made. So harissa is like a spice, chili spice paste.
Uh-huh.
I just put a wee bit of butter around that there. So I think a bit of butter helps everything, doesn't
smoked
it?
Smoked butter with your smoked kippers.
And then spuds in, John. So I've already cooked the spuds. Just stick those in there on top of that, look.
Uh-huh.
Get those layered up. So layer spuds on top of that. And then some onions.
Red onions.
A wee bit of red onion. And then what'll happen is all that nice, all the nice smoky fish will sort of permeate through the spuds.
The red onions.
This here is the harissa. So all I did was four chilies and I took the seeds out of them.
Uh-huh.
And I blended that up with a red pepper that I'd taken the seeds out of, chopped it up. Bit of oil, some coriander, cumin and fennel seed. Just toasted them in the pan, ground them all up, and then garlic. So do you want to try a wee bit now?
I'd love to.
That is quite actually quite cold at the moment. I think this might...
I actually don't feel cold, funny enough. No.
Like the first time I did it, it was just completely... I thought, so exhilarating.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it's nice and fruity.
You know, there's no tomato in that.
No. Mm. You see, if you buy that harissa in a jar, it's not the same, is it? It's not as fresh.
And you pay a fortune for it, probably.
An absolute fortune, yeah.
Mix the harissa paste in round.
Yeah, fire that round. And that's just really coating the spuds. This is nothing fancy. This is...
Would you say that? But it actually is, like, it's...
And it's just...
It's gorgeous and healthy and good, and but I know what you mean. It's...
It's not... It's
kind of straightforward.
It's rustic. But it's sort of something we always.
But I bet you we're the only people in the East Strand today
that are having kippers.
Having smoked kippers with potatoes and harissa.
Homemade
paste.
Harissa.
I'd say we're probably the only people here today.
Yeah. Kippers are sort of our herrings, really, you know, been overfished and.
Yeah.
They're sort of a wee national treasure, aren't they? I mean, I just don't really eat enough of them.
There's love dogs.
There's a wee boy would need to go to. Obedience school.
That is smelling
That's
delicious.
So funny, isn't it? Will I give the guys a shout?
Give them a shout. We're just saying she should get a van.
I'm going to start doing like a food van.
Yes. A wee van just down beside the toilets here.
I'm not doing this every day now. No. She starts to warm us up.
Not a bad wee cook,
Paula. All right. You should do it as a professional.
You should do it for somebody down the wine bar.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.